In less than a month, they'll be crowning girls basketball state champions at the Casey Center in Des Moines. Tonight, we get just a small taste of what's to come as we crown a Hawkeye 10 champion. Hello and welcome to CB Sports Network's coverage of high school basketball on 93.7 KKRL. We've also got a great boys matchup coming up later this evening, but we kick off our coverage with this girls showdown. The St. Albert Saints and the Kemper Knights have made it through the conference schedule unbeaten thus far, both 9-0, and it comes down to tonight's regular season finale for the Hawkeye 10 crown. St. Albert is 17-3 overall. They're ranked third in Class 1A, and your Kemper Knights are 15-4. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Alongside Mason Nealand, I'm Nick Brinks, and we'll bring you the action tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. Getting to the Casey Center is the goal. Both teams are here today. It's not quite the state tournament yet, but talk about an atmosphere to play in tonight. It won't be quite as full as we will see next month, but the four teams here all have state aspirations. And Mason, what a better way to get a preview tonight.
Yeah, Nick, you said state aspirations. There's another word I think I could throw in there, and that's state chances. I mean, these are teams that have played really good basketball this season. We're going to have a boys matchup with two ranked teams. St. Albert coming in ranked number three for girls. Kemper's probably on the cusp of being ranked in 3A, but I mean, I don't think I've been in a better environment for basketball. I don't know if I've been in a better broadcast booth for basketball in that sense, because I'm looking down and seeing G League court. I'm seeing a huge arena like this, and I'm seeing the home of what will be the final year of boys basketball here, and then probably a couple more years of girls basketball if they renew. But Nick, I tell you what, this is going to be a fun environment to call a game in.
St. Albert has been really good this year. They come in as a top three team in Class 1A. Their losses this year have been to Newell Fonda, the number one team in 1A. Trainer, their last game on Saturday, they fell 66-52. That's a top six team in Class 2A. And then they lost one to Pender, a team in Nebraska. You can't get much better than that when you're looking at the opponents that have beaten St. Albert. So they come in today. They probably have to enjoy this maybe a little more than Kemper. I think everyone will enjoy playing here today, but Kemper's essentially giving up a home game. This could be a Carroll, Kemper Catholic High School environment, packed house. Instead, Kemper has to make the drive down here, so I don't think anybody is regretting or anything the opportunity to play here. But St. Albert probably has to be really excited. They get to do this without giving up a home environment.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Nick, I mean, if I was Mr. Power and Sean Minahan and Justin Yetmar looking at this, and they offered us the chance to go down and play in an arena like this and get the exposure to playing in an arena like this where you may be playing in two, three weeks here, I would instantly have said yes, and I'm glad that they did, because I tell you what, it's not just about the fact that you're playing St. Albert, because you play them every year, but it's the fact of now the girls know what it feels like to play on this court, they know what it feels like to compete on this court, and they know what it feels like to be down here, because there's a lot of teams that will never experience that. There's a lot of girls and guys that will never experience playing in an arena like this, but for Kemper, they've done it time and time again this season.
I was talking to Randy Snyder beforehand. He's one of the assistants for the girls' basketball team, and he's going to coach baseball this summer at South Central Calhoun, the longtime Kemper baseball coach. He said the last time Kemper won a conference title was when he was the head coach back in 2010. Now, I did not dig enough to see if I can confirm what Randy told me, but I have to take his word for it. It's been a while since Kemper has been to this point in the season, unbeaten, a chance to win a conference title, and they get to do it in this arena. What better place and opportunity to try to do that? Well, that's against a really good team that may have the upper hand here today, but we'll find out over the next 90 minutes or so.
Yeah, and I kind of talked with Connor Crabb, who's doing our Western Iowa Network highlights tonight, and shout out to him for making the travel with me and keeping me company while we come down here. But I tell you what, Nick, you come down here, and for Kemper tonight, I think it's about them getting out to a fast start. I mean, you watched it against Carroll. They got out slow, and then Carroll, I kind of out-physicaled them. I wouldn't put it this way, but I'm almost going to have to put it this way. They kind of bullied them on the glass, and they kind of bullied them with their bigs here. St. Albert's going to do the same thing if Kemper allows it to happen that way. But Kemper, this season, has really transformed themselves, because at the start of the year, it was kind of just Elsa and Kaylee. And then now you've seen Charlotte Hackford put up double digits in some games. Addie Antover's had some big nights for them. The Yetmar girls off the bench have had some big nights. I mean, they have done things and done things very well in conference games.
whether you're in a Kemper gym or the Casey Center, formerly the Wells Fargo Arena, there will be some familiar voices on the PA tonight. Tim Fitzpatrick and father is down here as well, so they get their practice during the school year at home, and then, you know, we get to the state tournaments, girls and boys, and you'll hear both of those voices down here, and I'm sure our microphones will pick them up from time to time, but we're looking forward to bringing you this one live from the Gatorade broadcast booth. Now, we are on the side of the arena that I don't think is open, so it'll sound a little quieter. They have got all the St. Albert fans and all the Kemper fans kind of contained to the other side of the gym, but it'll still be a fun environment, and we're looking forward to this one. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And coming up later in our postgame show, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game. Celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll, Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Not only is it the Hawkeye 10 Championship, it's cool that it comes down to that. And both teams are undefeated in conference play, winner take all tonight. It's also the regular season finale. Kemper gets their 3A Region 2 bracket underway on Saturday. They will host Red Oak on KCIM. And then St. Albert is back in action 1 week from tonight in 1A Region 3. And they've got a first-round bye. They'll play either Heartland Christian or Sydney. They go in as the one seed in their bracket, as they should, as the number three team in Class 1A.
And Nick, familiar team in that bracket as well, is going to run into them in the final if they get there. Coon Rapids Bears, the two seed in that bracket. So I think that there might be some eyes down in Coon Rapids tonight, maybe paying attention to this game as well.
We are live at the Casey Center. Banking is out. Breakfast pizza is in here in Des Moines at the now-named Casey Center. And I was down at the Carlisle High School a few weeks ago, and they had a Casey sponsorship on their gym floor. I thought that was pretty cool. Carlisle, another team that probably will play here at the Casey Center in the not-so-distant future. But you get down in this neck of the woods, and you start seeing Casey's logos everywhere, and we will see plenty of them tonight. Let's take a look at your starting lineups here on 93.7 KKRL Carroll. And we begin with the 1A number 3 ranked team, the St. Albert Saints. They are 17-3 overall and 9-0 in the conference. Their starters tonight, a 5'8 junior, Sophia Denton, a 5'5 junior, Eleanor Coughlin, Molly Wise, a 5'11 senior, a 5'11 junior, Brooklyn Rutledge, and a 6-foot senior, Ava Underwood, the team's leading scorer and rebounder. More on them in just a moment. And for the Kemper Knights, Kaylee Simons, a 5'2 senior, 5'7 senior, Elsa Tiefenthaler, Addie Antover, a 5'11 junior, 5'9 senior, Charlotte Hackford, and 5'10 senior, Olivia Schenkelberg. Tiefenthaler, the star of the team, leads them with 15.5 points a game, also leads them in assists, steals, and made three-pointers. We'll take a break and be back with more of your Mackey Motors pregame show, and we'll tip things off next. It's the Hawkeye 10 Girls Championship, live from Des Moines.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hi, this is Shelley Deal, physician assistant, and I'm excited to be back in Carroll and join the team of physicians at McFarland Clinic Carroll. I look forward to providing you and your family with extraordinary care. I am providing same-day and next-day appointments for patients of all ages for acute care, chronic care, women's health, physicals, and routine follow-ups. For more information, call the McFarland Clinic Family Medicine Office in Carroll at 712-792-1500 or visit McFarlandClinic.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
ATVs have been around for over 20 years, but they're still evolving, and with them now being legal on Iowa roads, usage has evolved as well. Whether you're commuting to work, gravel traveling with friends, or hitting the most beautiful riding spots in the country, Olson's Outdoor Power has the right Polaris, Can-Am, or Kawasaki for you. On top of that, we have the turn signals, mirrors, and tires to make your UTV more comfortable and safer. Stop by today at Olson's Outdoor Power, your one-stop service and equipment shop, with locations in Atlantic and Cary.
Back to the Casey Center in Des Moines alongside Mason Nealand. I'm Nick Brinks, ready to bring you the action as the starters are being introduced here. The Saints of St. Albert will be in their green uniforms. They look reminiscent of the old school Seattle Supersonics. And your Kemper Knights are in their home whites tonight, red numbers, ready to go in this Hawkeye 10 showdown. It's been, as Randy Snyder mentioned as we chatted with him before the game, 16 years. Unofficially, since Kemper has won a Hawkeye 10 crown. We'll see if this is the year they can make it happen. Mason, I won't ask you how old you were in 2010.
4 years old.
As you hold up four fingers, and I had just graduated from high school, or was going to graduate from high school, so I didn't even realize it's been since the year I graduated that Kemper was a Hawkeye 10 champion. We'll see if it can happen here tonight. They've certainly got a tough test. Number 3 and 1A, St. Albert. Let's dive into their team a little bit. Ava Underwood, she averages a double-double, 12 points and 11.5 rebounds, 2 blocks per game. I'm really excited, too, to see somebody that's not even a starter. Lexi Pierce off the bench has hit 56 threes this year. So not even a starter, but you've got kind of a sharpshooter coming off the bench. Kemper will certainly keep an eye on her when she checks in. Otherwise, Denton, Coughlin, Wise, Rutledge, and the aforementioned Underwood are your starters for St. Albert. And their head coach is Richard Wedengel. Justin Yetmar is the Hawkeye 10 co-leading head coach right now for the Kemper Knights. And they'll start Kaylee Simons, Elsa Tiefenthaler, Addie Antover, Charlotte Hackford, Olivia Schenkelberg. All seniors for Kemper except for Addie Antover. And it'll be Olivia Schenkelberg standing all by her lonesome on that Iowa Wolves logo at half court. She is ready to go. St. Albert, not quite yet. But final seconds here before we get underway, Mason. Let's get this underway, shall we?
Yeah, I am completely ready, Nick. It's been a while since I've been here, and I know we'll be back down hopefully for the state tournament, but I tell you what, it's glad to get a sneak peek of what could come.
It'll be Brooklyn Rutledge, a 5'11 junior, squaring off against Schenkelberg, 5'10 senior, and the St. Albert Saints will control the opening tip, and they'll take it left to right, and they'll begin with the opening possession here. Rocking those green uniforms to the left corner, Ava Underwood. She's their leading scorer and rebounder as they heave it to the right wing. Eleanor Coughlin's three is off the back of the rim. Kemper, a close win over Creston last night. Really good night rebounding. They'll come away with a rebound after a missed corner three from St. Albert. And now Kemper up the floor, and they want to use a quick timeout here. I think Kaylee Simons might have some blood or something or an injury they want to check on. So they will bring Morgan Mashing in for her very quickly.
You called a quick 30-second, Nick, and I tell you what, I saw Kaylee on that defensive play. They were kind of, it looked like she was almost running a 2-3 zone because she was skating away, but she was kind of leaning over and had her arm in her stomach, and I was sitting there and I go, you know, it's a little odd because Kaylee's a girl that likes to chase the ball and go get it, and for her to not be on that play, I knew something was wrong, but then you saw the timeout there, and it's not like Coach Yetmar to watch two missed shots go up and then say, you know what, we're going to call a timeout here about 30 seconds into the game, so you knew something was off.
So it looks like they will make a substitution, and we'll see if hopefully she comes back in here very quickly, but she'll sit for just a little bit, I think.
I know she was gone when they played Shenandoah on Friday. She did not play in that game because, you know, with that kind of flu sickness going through the area, it's kind of hit almost every school we've gotten. Kaylee was kind of the last victim of that one for Kemper.
So maybe dealing with a little sickness here as Kemper will take this possession. We're in a scoreless first 30 seconds so far. Elsa Tiefenthaler at the top. A lob to the left elbow. Well over the head, though, of Addie Antover. And Kemper's offensive opening possession will come up empty with a toss out of bounds.
I tell you what, Nick, they have the NBA line painted on here and then the high school line painted on here. I'm going to be curious to see. You might see it more in the boys' game, though. How many girls or guys are going to try it from that line?
Or you're not used to seeing the two lines and you accidentally take one from back there. I know if, you know, we did the Exira EHK game a little bit earlier. I think that line is a little too close to the hoop for Taryn.
Yeah, she may be shooting from the logo there.
Kuemper comes up with another defensive rebound, and now they are trapped at half court. They'll quickly work it to Morgan Mashing and a chance to score first. Kuemper in the front court. Antover, a pass to the left wing. And now stepping around toward the free throw line, Charlotte Hackford gets it knocked back towards herself to Mashing in the right wing. Mashing didn't start, but she's playing here in the first minute as we are ticking down to about the 90-second mark here in the opening quarter. No scoring and a quick foul from St. Albert. They get hands on Tiefenthaler, and Eleanor Coughlin will pick up the first foul of the game.
I tell you what, Nick, you see that Hy-Vee logo there? They had almost a hug on Elsa there. They're not letting her get the ball. Their face got her the length of the court here. So you're going to see Elsa kind of become a no-factor if she can't get the ball. But if she can get it there, like you saw there, she can get some girls in foul trouble.
She's in the left wing, standing behind the NBA three-point line. She'll step to her right at the top of the key, a quick double team. Antover inside the free throw line area, and she'll put one off the rim. And probably 9 times out of 10, that drops in. Just gets hung up on the rim, doesn't fall. And now St. Albert will throw it away off the fingertips in the lane to Ava Underwood, trying to move quickly, maybe a little too quickly.
Yeah, threw it right to Mr. Connor Crabb, who's doing our highlights tonight. And our official, Mr. Jordan Buss, he coaches softball over at Arweva. He's the one that tossed it in there to Addy.
Hopefully Connor got a nice angle of that ball coming right towards his camera lens. As Mashing's in the backcourt, she shoves off a double team, splits across the logo. And now the Knights will still have a chance to score first. Mashing almost lost the handle on it, comes away with it. Antover at the top, steps toward the free throw line. Down in the corner, thought about the three. Now Mashing steps up, shakes off Underwood, and travels in the process. Speaking of Connor, during tonight's game and throughout the week, look for our high-speed highlights powered by Western Iowa Networks. You can find them on our CB Sports Network pages on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. High-speed highlights. Powered by Western Iowa Networks. No scoring highlights yet. We're tied at zero with 5:45 to go in the first quarter of this Hawkeye 10 Girls Championship. Saints in the front court. Underwood with the gold shoes on with a pass out into the left wing. They'll have Molly Wise inside. Toss to Brooklyn Rutledge. Back outside. Driving effort. The layup from Eleanor Coughlin. And she's going to earn a couple free throws courtesy of a Kuemper foul. And they'll have a chance to score first here with 5:32 remaining. In the first quarter, it's a foul on Addie Antover.
Tell you what, Nick, I kind of looked up here, and, you know, I'm used to looking down when you go to, like, South Central Calhoun Carroll, but I'm not used to looking up and there being this much space. But I tell you what, for being 2.5 minutes into the game right now, not a lot of people would expect us from two teams that have star players that can score the ball really well. There's nothing through the net so far.
St. Albert has a couple girls averaging in double figures, and they are on the board first here with Coughlin going 1 for 2, missed the first, hit the second. Now Tiefenthaler's deep pass to the left wing for Charlotte Hackford. And Mashing has it in the right wing now. She steps down, steps back. Antover has it at the top. Surveying this man-to-man Saints defense. St. Albert Saints on the girls' side of things. They're the Falcons on the boys' side. Here's a jumper miss from the free throw line. Some contact and a block back the other way. Missed by Hackford and St. Albert. They'll push to the left corner with Ava Underwood. Underwood, not a three-point threat, 0-for-5 this season. Kind of a traditional center as they work inside to Eleanor Coughlin. Double-teamed quickly by Mashing and Elsa at the top. Three on the way, no good. Still waiting on our first made field goal as Molly Wise comes up empty. At the other end, Tiefenthaler draws some contact on her free throw or on her layup attempt, and free throws are upcoming for Elsa Tiefenthaler.
And I tell you what, Nick, she is... I don't know between like kind of the area. We got a lot of girls that can draw fouls, but she might be one of the best girls I've seen in our area that can draw fouls. She goes up, and she's able to just kind of maneuver her body to get the ball still in the air while she's getting hit.
This is her 124th free throw attempt of the year, so the numbers match what you've seen. She gets to the free throw line a lot, and she has tied the ball game. We are knotted up at one apiece here as the Knights will bring Mackenzie Yetmar onto the floor for the first time. She'll sub in for Hackford, and Tiefenthaler will put the Knights on top with a 2-1 lead, hits both free throws. Saints to the front court now, left to right. Lexi Darrington is a junior. She's checked in for the first time. Pass back to Underwood. She lost it for a moment and then corrals it. Kemper's defense getting those hands going, trying to swat it away. Inside, Underwood drives to the lane, draws some contact before the shot went up. And so it'll be a second foul now on Addie Antover. Kemper's got a couple. St. Albert has a couple as well.
Addie's a girl that you can't really lose as you see Kaylee kind of walk back to the scores table and checking in now. And glad to see that she's doing okay, but Addie's not a girl that you can lose. She's taken a real good step forward athletically this year because she's a very quick girl and she's also super tall. So she can play the post role, but she can also stretch the floor for you.
Just a four-point win last night for Kemper over a 500 Creston team. As Creston gets a shot blocked on the low block left side. They get the rebound, though. Inside with Underwood against Schenkelberg. Good defense there. Underneath to Darrington. And the junior puts it through for the first field goal of the game. And it's a 3-2 lead in favor of St. Albert. But where I was going with that is Charlotte Hackford had a good night last night. As here we go, Elsa Tiefenthaler, more free throws coming. She didn't necessarily have a good chance with that shot, but she knew she could get the foul on it. Hackford last night hit four threes, 14.7 rebound game. But talking about Kaylee Simons, she missed a game last week. As we saw her sub out so quickly, probably not quite at 100%. Just a point last night for someone averaging 9 points a game. So she's still trying to get back to full strength. As you said, sickness has gone around. It hit our house a few weeks ago. It's out there. As Tiefenthaler misses this free throw, she's now 2 for 3.
I think the big thing, Nick, is that St. Albert's pressing, so you're not seeing a lot of kind of getting into a half-court set very easily here from Kemper. It's a lot of transition offense.
Tiefenthaler goes 0 for 2 this time down, so she's got both of Kemper's points, but has left a couple out there. Inside rebound from Mackenzie Yetmar as the junior comes down after the missed shot from St. Albert. 3-2. A whole lot of, oh, here we go, long three, well behind the NBA line even. Three missed, rebound for Lexi Pierce, and she is the ace behind the arc for St. Albert as she is subbed in. St. Albert goes inside. They miss a shot. Darrington off the bench. Rather, Underwood comes in and picks up a rebound and an easy bucket. Now a deep pass to the other end. Mashing gets a shot altered. Not quite sure if there was contact there or not, but they had her wide open, and they aren't able to finish.
Got to make those layups, Nick. I mean, you're in transition with a chance to put yourself back down by one.
Now a driving effort from the left corner. Maeve Ryan, a freshman, lays it in, and it's now 7-2. So they have scored on their last two possessions. 3 minutes remaining, opening quarter, and Mackenzie Yetmar is forced to the sideline, and she steps out of bounds. And now after trailing 3-2, now it's 7-2, and you've just turned the ball over. For the first time in this game, it feels like somebody has momentum, and it's not Kemper right now.
Yeah, you got to get something going here for Kemper because offensively, St. Albert's a team that's going to attack your weaknesses very well, and they're starting to kind of figure them out right away.
We're live tonight on 93.7 KKRL. And free throws coming here for St. Albert. They go inside with Darrington, I believe. And it'll be Morgan Mashing with her first foul and the team's third.
And what I'll tell you, Nick, is they got Darrington on Kaylee Simons there and posted her up. And so when she comes around that block there, Kaylee didn't really have positioning. So she goes up for the layup, and Morgan went to play help defense. And instead of trying to stay straight up, she went for the swat and got her across the arm.
Darrington hits the first of two free throws. She'll get one more. 36% free throw shooter this year, just 22 of 59. And she'll try to give St. Albert a seven-point lead, and she does. So she has four of their nine coming off the bench, and now Kemper will contend with this full-court pressure again. Elsa Tiefenthaler bounces it to the near side. Kaylee Simons up the floor to the left wing, double-teamed, and a reach-in foul here. I believe Maeve Ryan may be the guilty party as she and Ellie Larmy were in the area. And Maeve Ryan will pick up her first.
With that being four, Nick, I think that you're going to see Kemper play a little bit more aggressive offensively. They kind of played a little passive there, as you've seen. They've just kind of moved in transition and tried to get to the bucket there. But if I was Kemper, I'd play very fast here and try and beat them to their spots defensively and then try to get to the foul line.
Charlotte Hackford inbounds it to Elsa Tiefenthaler. 2.5 minutes to play, first quarter, here on 93.7 KKRL alongside Mason Nealon. I'm Nick Brinks. We're in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Right wing three. They thought about a couple of them. Yetmar drives inside, puts up the little hook shot, misses. Mackenzie doesn't get it to go, and it's rebounded by Darrington. St. Albert back the other way. She wants to go all the way, coast to coast, and she finishes with a layup, her second of the day.
And now, I mean, you look at Elsa getting the ball right away, and that's what a captain's got to do, is know what your team's got to be able to get out in transition and do.
And now a jump ball will stay with Kemper as they got tied up right in front of the St. Albert bench. St. Albert occupying the left court bench from our vantage point. Kemper on the right side, and Kaylee Simons set to inbound. Caitlin Yetmar will sub in for Mackenzie Yetmar.
Nick, this is a St. Albert team, and you look at it and you say 1A, 2A, 3A here. Why would St. Albert be winning? This is a team in 1A that has been sitting at number one for a while until Newell Fonda went in, who was another 1A power, and knocked him off.
To the right wing, Yetmar drives inside, bounce pass underneath, and Schenkelberg gets it blocked from behind, and I think Hackford fouls at the tail end of the play. And that'll be Kemper's fourth. And Hackford picks up her first. Antover has a couple, mashing with one. On the other side, St. Albert, they've also got four fouls with under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Kemper led 2-1. They have given up a 10-0 run. St. Albert into the front court. To the left elbow, a spin move from Coughlin. They'll toss to the right wing. Now up top with Lexi Pierce. Three on the way, in and out, looking for her 57th of the year. It'll have to wait. Schenkelberg's got the Kemper rebound, and they're looking to finish this first quarter with some offensive momentum, and maybe that can do it. Elsa Tiefenthaler steps in front of the right elbow and floats one for two. 10-0 run comes to an end, and St. Albert finishes with another layup inside with Eleanor Coughlin, her first field goal of the day, and now a tip ball out of bounds. Kemper will maintain possession after they got it tipped out on the inbound pass.
Yeah, and Elsa, they're trying to take a charge, and smart from Coughlin there. Instead of going straight into her and trying to just body her on that one, she Euro-steps and is able to get around.
Tiefenthaler takes the inbound pass. Now Kaylee Simons on the far end of the floor. Hits a double team. Pass in traffic. Almost stolen away. Simons cleans it up. Bounce pass. Rather a chest pass to the left wing. Yetmar sends it off the front of the rim. And they'll tussle for the rebound under the basket. Coughlin for the Saints comes away with it. And now St. Albert pushes in the final minute of the first quarter. Left side. Three on the way from Pierce. And that was back by the NBA line, and she gets it to fall. And now Coach Yetmar will burn a timeout here. With 47 seconds to go in the opening quarter, St. Albert has taken a 16-4 lead, nearing the end of quarter number one on KKRL.
From empty stands to cheering fans, Carroll County Solid Waste would like to remind our area athletes, coaches, and spectators that it takes teamwork to keep our communities clean and safe. Like most sporting events, a trip through the concession stand for our favorite snacks, drinks, and sweets is a must. But being mindful of what we do with our leftover waste also matters. Cans and bottles should always go into recycling containers, and empty food packages should be disposed of in the trash. Whether on the field or on the court, we wish all area teams a safe and successful season. For Carroll County Solid Waste, delivering environmental services together.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
St. Albert after one. Kemper, or rather late here in the first quarter. Forgot that was just a timeout, not the end of the quarter, but Kemper will try to score here with Kaylee Simons in the left wing. Three off the rim, no good. Hackford fighting for the offensive rebound, and she gets it, gets fouled, and now free throws coming for the Knights. So the majority of their offense potentially coming from the free throw line in this first quarter. It's been all Elsa Tiefenthaler so far. She's hit one shot in the lane, a couple of free throws, and now Hackford with a chance to add to Kemper's 4 points, and she will do so here with a free throw, and it's 16-5.
What I love out of Charlotte and the way that she's kind of built her game is she was just kind of a spot-up shooter to start the year. She's gotten the ability to drive and attack, and she's rebounded the ball phenomenally in the second half of the season.
Seven last night against Creston. Misses the second free throw. Elsa Tiefenthaler gets hands in front of the basketball, and Kemper's got more free throws coming at the other end of the floor. They got fouled, and they are in the bonus. So they've got a chance to tack on some more here, trailing by 11 in the final 25 seconds of quarter number one.
And these are huge to attack these points in the game because when you look at it, Nick, five fouls on the board, any sort of contact that gets called, you're going to the line. For Charlotte here, you can cut this thing back down to 9 points, and if you can get a stop, you're well into this game still.
16-5, 21 and some change on the clock. Both ways, we've seen a lot of missed free throws. Kemper right now just 3 of 7 as Mashing will sub back in for Antover. Morgan Mashing a junior, Addie Antover a junior. They'll flip-flop. Mashing will come in to rebound on the low side of the lane as the free throw is upcoming, and it's on its way. No good. Rebound for Lexi Darrington. Knights go 0 for 2 that time. And with 15 seconds left, it's St. Albert basketball. The Saints with Ellie Larmy inside. Kick out to the wing. Darrington to the top. Three coming from Molly Wise. Nope, thought about it. Stepped inside the free throw line. Gets the two to go. 3 seconds left. Final heave coming. Nope. Won't take a shot. And it's 18-5 after one. 13-point deficit for the Knights in this Hawkeye 10 championship as we go to quarter number two. For real this time, not just a timeout. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
KKRL. It comes down to tonight the girls Hawkeye 10 basketball championship, and we open the second quarter. St. Albert will have some free throws. They get fouled, and Eleanor Coughlin will shoot a couple. Shooting foul courtesy of Olivia Schenkelberg, and Coughlin's 1 for 2 today. She's got another one coming after this miss off the back of the rim. Kemper's missed 5 free throws tonight. They have hit 3, and now St. Albert is 3 for 5. Second free throw is also no good. They'll fight for the rebound, and it's going to be St. Albert coming away with it. They almost throw it out of bounds, but they hang on. Now it's swatted. Tiefenthaler gets the steal. It's 1-on-1. A chance at a breakaway layup. St. Albert backs away at the end and lets her have it.
And I tell you what, Nick, Elsa's really good at that as well, is that she just sees the floor so well that time when the ball pops out, she knew that she had the break and was able to get there.
At the other end, a long two, baseline floater missed, and it's rebounded by the Knights. Kaylee Simons hands it off to Elsa Tiefenthaler. She steps across that Iowa Wolves logo at half court here at the Casey Center. 18-7, inside with Antover to the free throw line, and she gets fouled as she gets run into by a defender, I believe, Brooklyn Rutledge. It'll be her first of the day.
And you like the officials here with it being a championship game. They're calling this thing really tight. They don't want anything to kind of get out of hand. They don't want to see some ugly basketball. So I like the fact that they're calling it pretty tight here.
Elsa Tiefenthaler with the inbound pass to Schenkelberg. Gets it right back. Now they'll dish it underneath. Schenkelberg gets it blocked. And then Addie Antover rebounds it but can't stop herself from going out of bounds. So it's St. Albert basketball once again. 1 minute into the second quarter. Morgan Mashing will sub back into the lineup. And Olivia Schenkelberg will take a seat on the Kemper bench. On the floor right now for the Knights, you've got Mashing, Hackfurt, Antover, Simons, and Tiefenthaler. St. Albert into the front court with a pump fake right side. They're going to throw it out of bounds. No, it's almost. But Rutledge somehow hangs on to it. Now a drive inside. There was no room, but Underwood made room, and she lays it in with some fancy footwork to boot.
And I tell you what, Nick, the defensive end of the ball for Kemper right now, just kind of slacking on those drives. They've given up a lot of easy drives to the basket.
Antover had Hackfurt wide open in the lane, but the pass took a little too long to develop. It closed, stolen away, and they finish at the other end with an Ava Underwood 2 at the rim. Another deep pass here to Morgan Mashing. A chance to finish, and it's blocked from behind. But St. Albert can't save it from going out of bounds, and Kemper will keep it. But it's a 15-point night deficit right now. 6:21 to go in the first half here on KKRL.
And I kind of talked to you in between quarters here, and I said, you know, Kemper's not found a sustainable source of offense outside of the free throw line so far. They haven't made a lot of shots. They haven't gotten a lot of shots up that haven't been tipped. So they got to find something here in this quarter or in this game in general to be able to get some sustainable offense.
St. Albert allows less than 40 points a game, 39 a game. Kemper right at 44 a game allowed. And then offensively, St. Albert right around 61. Corner three, and that hopefully can spark the Knights as Addy Antover with the first made three of the evening for Kemper. 22-10. I mentioned St. Albert, 61 points a game. Kemper about 52 a game. St. Albert in the front court, leading by 12 with Eleanor Coughlin. A toss to the right corner. Three coming. She doesn't shoot a lot of them, just her sixth of the year. It's no good from Ava Underwood. And it's rebounded by Kemper into the front court with Morgan Mashing. Triple teamed for a moment. And now Coach Yetmar will use a timeout as she was trapped just in front of the timeline. And we will take one. No, we'll keep it here. This is a 30-second timeout. So here in the second quarter, 5:36 remaining. Kemper has finally got a couple buckets to go. It took, I think, 6 or 7 minutes for Kemper to get their second field goal of that first quarter. No. They only got one in the first quarter. They've already got two here in the first 2.5 minutes. So the offense is coming along a little bit here for Kemper.
Yeah, and trailing by 12, I mean, you're not out of this game completely, but there's got to be some sort of adjustment offensively and defensively because they're giving up the drives really easily, and then they're trying to go up and block them, or they're going up on the drives and they're trying to stand there and wait. But offensively, too, St. Albert is hammering them on the outside. Anyone that's on the outside, they're not letting them dribble around very much. So you have to either set some screens, run some motion, kind of disturb the piece that they have defensively.
Addy Antover will inbound in front of the Saints bench. We're live at the Casey Center tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth. He's Mason Nealand. I'm Nick Brinks. Elsa Tiefenthaler with the ball. She'll try to drive into the lane, and that's probably about four blocks that St. Albert's had on short shots from Kemper. They've got the perimeter locked down. They've got the paint locked down, too. Offensive rebound after a miss. St. Albert with it again. A right wing three, no good. Rebounded this time by Morgan Mashing, and now she'll dribble out of trouble. So no harm, no foul after Kemper's miss, and St. Albert with a couple misses, too. Now Mashing's trapped and pushed along the far sideline out of bounds. That'll be a Kemper turnover.
And I tell you what, Morgan's one of the fastest girls I've seen in track, so the ability for St. Albert to sprint back and match her and be able to trap her at that point, I mean, that's a feat that not many girls can do, but with Morgan there, you got to try and get the ball to either McKenzie or Elsa because those are your main ball handlers. Those are the girls that know how to get and weave through those type of defenses.
It was 18-5 St. Albert after one. Kemper with a 5-4 lead here in the quarter. Trailing 22-10. Under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Mackey Motors halftime show is on the way. St. Albert inside with Ava Underwood. Two, three defenders. She'll take it inside. And her left-hander is off the glass, off the rim. No good. Then pop that out of bounds. Kemper will take it. So St. Albert, a few scoreless possessions here in a row. Can Kemper capitalize with their third made basket here in the second quarter there? Down for the moment by double digits. A pass inside, and there's another pass into the lane. They had an opening when they thought about it, but it closed quickly, and it's stolen the other way. Out in the left wing, St. Albert's three is off the back of the rim. No good. Missed by Molly Wise, but the offensive rebound from Underwood. No good on the first putback. Second one, though, she cleans it up. And now Kemper's inbound pass in trouble, and it's out of bounds in the backcourt.
Yeah, Nick, this is kind of where the spiral starts to happen if you don't stop it, because you go from having an offensive possession that doesn't really work well, a defensive possession that doesn't really work well, and then you throw the ball away, and they're going to start on their own offensive end. So you really got to get some sort of momentum or some big stop to be able to close off this run.
Inbound pass straight to the free throw line. Elbow jumper missed, and Elsa Tiefenthaler chases down the rebound. And now she'll take it up the floor across the half-court stripe to the right wing. Chance to go all the way. She'll bank one off the side of the rim, closely contested at the end. They just cannot get any clean looks right at the rim or anything. Here's a three left wing missed by Lexi Pierce. Another rebound for Kemper. Here's a deep pass. They should have a chance to finish here, but Tiefenthaler gets hit from behind. No foul, which I'm a little stymied on that one. Why that's not free throws here.
I mean,
she got hit from behind as she was going up for it.
Elsa's a girl that, you know, she can draw some contact sometimes and exaggerate some contact sometimes, but she goes up clean with that. And Elsa's not a girl that's going to airball a layup. So unless it got blocked completely, or she got hit, and she came down kind of on her shoulder, so you gotta assume that some sort of momentum shoved her. But I tell you what, that one, kind of one of their cleaner looks that they've had all night, and that was not very clean at all.
I'm not quite sure who made the pass, but they had Tiefenthaler open right around the half-court line, and
Addie Antover fired it up.
Yeah, it was a nice pass to her, and then I think, I don't know if Elsa just tried to slow down a little too much because they've had a lot of struggles at close range tonight. Just, you don't want to miss something easily. I don't know if that just allowed the defense enough time to close in or what, but she had a decent gap there for a while. Here's an inbound pass to the left wing, back to Caitlin Yetmar, Mackenzie Yetmar to the top. Antover inside, looking for Elsa, and this time it's high off the glass, no good. She'll chase down the rebound to the far corner. She's hustling. Yetmar in the left wing, bounce pass to the top for Mashing. 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock, 3:33 to go in the first half. Antover as that clock winds to 8. Mashing right wing to the corner, Yetmar. Knocked away, picked up, and stolen by St. Albert. So they don't get another shot off, and it's back the other way. To the right wing, Lexi Darrington. Down to the corner, Maeve Ryan for 3. Short rebound will go to St. Albert, and it's picked up by Molly Wise over on the far side. Rather, Ellie Larmy out to the right wing. 3 in and out from Lexi Pierce. Still looking for her second made 3 of the night. Won't come there. But no bucket. 24-10. Kuemper trails by 14. And they'll push it into the front court now. Handoff from Yetmar to Tiefenthaler. Now she'll send the offense in motion. Looks for a screen from Antover. To the left elbow. Spins. Finds Yetmar at the top. Yetmar to Yetmar. Inside. Mashing hit from behind. And another ball tipped out by St. Albert. Kuemper will inbound along the baseline.
Kemper's got to learn to use some pump fakes or something, go up on the other side. I mean, they're blocking almost every layup they've had. Use the rim for protection and pump fake. Get them in the air and then draw some contact. I mean, you can't just go straight up against these girls who are really defensively sound.
Pass to the left corner after the inbound pass. Tiefenthaler steps back, lets the 3 fly, and Antover tries to pick up the loose ball for the rebound but can't quite hang on. It's out, and Saints will take possession again. 24-10, 2:33 left, second quarter.
You're starting to feel kind of the nerves set in, I feel like, with Kuemper here, is because you're seeing them rush a lot of these shots now. You're seeing them, you know, go up for layups and know that there's somebody behind them and still going up, but you're also seeing them go in there and shoot a lot of these deep threes because they're kind of nervous being down 14.
Under 2.5 to go in the right corner. St. Albert with the basketball. A drive to the right wing, tipped inside. St. Albert off the deflection. They'll pick it up. Corner 3, no good. Another offensive rebound, and now it's stripped and tossed away out of bounds. Saints touched it last, so Kuemper will take the possession here, but they've just not been able to capitalize after scoring on their first couple possessions of the second quarter. They still have got 10, and they've given up 24 today.
Kuemper switched from a man-to-man to 1-3-1, I think, Nick, has been kind of the main factor because neither team has shot the three-pointer particularly well. I mean, St. Albert's put it up a lot better and hit the rim a couple of more times, but neither team has shot the 3 well, so the 1-3-1 has been working for them defensively.
And now an unforced error on the inbound pass. Kuemper, they get a foot on the sideline going in, and so they won't even get a chance to inbound the basketball. St. Albert makes them pay. They drive inside with a layup. Maeve Ryan gets her second of the game, and it's 26-10. Deep pass underneath to Schenkelberg. And she was open, but they'll take this. They'll kick it out to Mackenzie Yetmar for 3. And the Knights have a couple threes here in the quarter. Schenkelberg was really open, but you can just see that the Knights are almost afraid in the circle at the rim right now. She turned around, found somebody more open, I guess, but it worked out and they hit the 3.
Yeah, I mean, Nick, when you get blocked 5, 6, 7 times in a quarter, you're going to get nervous that somebody's trailing you there. And I think Olivia thought, you know, I'm going to go up with this, but somebody's going to be sprinting behind me and somebody's going to hit the ball out of my hands. So you know what? I'm just going to wait and I'm going to turn and fire it out. And you can't think that. I mean, Olivia's a girl that's, what, 5'10", 5'11"? I mean, she's a girl that's tall out there. So you got to play the position the way it's meant to be played. Go up. If there's contact, use the left hand on the left side to kind of get away from the contact. And if not, kind of scoop it under the right side. Maybe get on the right side and get a bucket there. But if that shot doesn't go in, I think it's a lot worse than what it was. But with Mackenzie making that shot, then you look at it and you go, well, it's all right.
It looks genius based on how it played out, but from the vantage point we have and everybody, I actually think I heard some oohs from Kemper fans saying, okay, why didn't we take that shot? She was open at the rim, but like you said, they have had some openings today, but the second you're open, the second you're not open anymore. They close the gaps that quickly and swat them away from behind when you're not expecting it. So the way that the first, you know, 15, 14 minutes of this game have played out, I can understand why they'd be a little gun-shy to put that shot up short. And thankfully, Yetmar was open for three in the left wing, and McKenzie knocked down her first bucket of the game. So it's 26-13, 100 seconds to go in the first half. Molly Wise in the left corner, passes right wing, Maeve Ryan, and a steal for Tiefenthaler. She jumps in front of a Saint. And Lexi Darrington is the last to touch it out of bounds.
It is hugely important on this possession to score, not for the sense of you're trailing, but the sense of a three puts you down 10, a two puts you down 11, and you can go down and maybe get a stop, maybe get another bucket, Nick. If you can cut this thing to single digits going to halftime, you feel a lot better than going down 13, 15, 18 going into the halftime break.
St. Albert has been playing everybody in the backcourt defensively pretty much. That's given Kemper some opportunities for some Hail Mary passes down the floor where they've been wide open. But St. Albert has been able to take advantage most of the time and able to close in at the last moment. And this time they do get it into the front court. And Mackenzie Yetmar, after hitting that three last time down, she got in trouble. So she just threw it off the leg of a defender and they'll get to live and see another play with 1:19 to go in the half. Kemper trails 26-13, and they'll inbound it here to the left wing. Elsa Tiefenthaler directing traffic. Mildred Antover, a freshman's out there now, and a jump ball. Tiefenthaler gets tied up. It'll stay with Kemper.
And I tell you what, Nick, Kemper really struggles handling the ball against the St. Albert defense. You're running into double teams. You're running into traps. You're running into jump balls. I mean, you got to handle the ball really well against the St. Albert defense.
Antover takes the inbound pass. Simons in the left wing. Into a double team. Another deflected pass. It's picked up by Eva Jones, and it's a steal for St. Albert. They're back the other way with a minute to go. In the left wing, juking and jiving, Ellie Larmy into the lane, stripped away by Tiefenthaler. That's been a bright spot defensively. Tiefenthaler's got a number of steals so far as Simon steps to the top of the key. Turns around, finds her dribble, Antover left wing to Yetmar. Another deflected pass. This one will go out of bounds. Untouched after the deflection, so Kemper will keep it, and 39 seconds are on the clock, 21 on the shot clock.
I don't know about you, Nick, when you played basketball, when you're on, if you did play basketball, plenty of coaches tell you, when you're going to go make a pass, don't stare at where you're passing, and don't immediately throw the way you're passing. I mean, you can use pump fake up top, wrap around, fake down low, go over top, but don't stare where you're passing, because if you're telegraphing it, a defender can stare at your eyes and immediately know where that ball is going to come out.
Did I play basketball? I played in 7th and 8th grade, and that was it. I was on the C team for Kemper back in middle school. It was a good time, Mason, let me tell you. It was not very good. This possession was not very good. Kemper inbounds it. They get it stripped. Another pass, another deflection. St. Albert now with 26 seconds to go here in quarter number two, leading by 13. Honestly, if you're Kemper down 13, it feels like this could be a lot bigger, so it could be worse. Kemper's defense, thankfully, has played pretty okay. The offense has struggled, but the Saints haven't really capitalized. Down to the final 8 seconds. St. Albert with possession right wing. Lexi Pierce for three, and that'll be a dagger going into halftime. It is 29-13, and Kemper will not get a shot off going into the halftime break. St. Albert scores 11 in the quarter. Kemper puts up 8, and it's a 16-point game as we go to the Mackey Motors halftime show. Here on 93.7 KKRL, live from the Casey Center in Des Moines. We'll return after this as the Kemper girls and the St. Albert girls are squaring off for the Hawkeye 10 championship.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Mackey Motors.com.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated Napa store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. Napa Highway 30 West in Carroll. Napa, we are so much more than a parts store.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at pizzaranch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
For 75 years, Gretiman and Associates have been part of the Carroll story. We've helped families find their forever homes, guided business owners towards their dreams, and protected what matters most with insurance you can count on. Real estate and insurance has changed over the past 75 years. With insurance specifically over the past 5 years, we've added new companies for both personal and commercial insurance. If your insurance premiums or coverage are not what you want it to be, stop by or give us a call and we can see if we can help. Thank you for letting Gretiman and Associates be part of your lives for the past 75 years. We are looking forward to the next 75.
Looking to boost your brand? Topgolf makes it easy with custom online stores for businesses, sports teams, and organizations. Enhance your brand visibility with a tailor-made store showcasing your logo, colors, and designs. Enjoy endless customization options. Choose styles, colors, and add your unique touch to every product. Plus, their streamlined ordering system ensures a smooth experience for you and your customers. Elevate your brand with Toploft in downtown Carroll or visit toploftclothing.com and start building your online store today.
Live from the Casey Center in Des Moines, it is a Hawkeye 10 Girls Championship night, game one of our doubleheader. The boys game should be pretty fun too. That'll feature a pair of top seven teams. St. Albert in 1A at number seven. Kemper, of course, ranks number one in class 2A. And this is our Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, online at MackeyMotors.com. And you mentioned it earlier in our pregame show, just how many good basketball teams we have in the area this year. I've been calling games. This is my, I think, 11th basketball season for Carroll Broadcasting. And I don't know if we've ever had so many teams, boys and girls combined, that have legitimate aspirations to get to the state tournament. On the boys' side, you mentioned earlier, we've got three top five teams right now with Kemper, Carroll, and Coon Rapids Baird, all with hopes of getting to the state tournament. And then on the girls' side, Exira EHK, Coon Rapids Baird. There are some other teams that, depending, you know, you look at Kemper, and they may not be ranked, but they look at their bracket, and they feel pretty confident with how things could shake out with some good games down the stretch here the next couple of weeks. But we have a lot of good teams. It's a lot of fun, and hopefully we both get to see some more games down here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I tell you what, Nick, I mean, if we can get a ton of teams down here, you may be seeing me, you, Jeff, KC. We may have a rotation of guys between 2 weeks here getting some games in, and that's a good thing because, you know, obviously, Jeff loves doing what he does, but, I mean, he doesn't have to call every game. He doesn't have to do, like, six or seven or eight or nine games at the state tournament. And it kind of helps, though, when you get teams like that because then it's not just one team down here. You don't have just one fan base listening to you. You have the entire area of fan bases listening to us here. But, Nick, I tell you what, this Kemper team has been exciting all year, but I think if you look across the way and you talk to St. Albert fans, they think almost the same, if not more, about what their team has been this year.
Yeah, they have only lost to a couple of really, really good teams in Iowa and then one really good team in Nebraska. But you mentioned earlier, number one for a while in Class 1A, and then Newell Fonda beat them because it's 1A basketball, girls basketball in Iowa. Of course, Newell Fonda is going to be good. You just know that that's a team that you'll probably have to play again if you want to win a championship here down the stretch. But at the half here tonight, the girls game, St. Albert certainly has the upper hand right now, leading by 16, 29-13 for the Hawkeye 10 championship here tonight. And like we mentioned, when they were down 11 to 13 points, it felt like it could have been a lot worse. Even at 16, the way Kemper's offense struggled, just finding any clean passing lanes, it could still be worse. So maybe they can go into halftime and figure out how to get those passes to work a little better. And they've had openings at the rim. They've actually missed quite a few shots at the rim. So they've left points out there. They've left possessions out there. And they're going to need a hot start to the third quarter. They did not get that to begin the game. They scored just 5 points in the first quarter. They were down 13 at the end of one, now down 16 at the end of two. So what kind of conversations do you think are going on in the locker room?
Well, first, I kind of wanted to go back to your first point there. I don't know if this fits for this generation, but Def Taxes and Newell Fonda being good at basketball and girls. I don't think I know a time being alive that Newell Fonda was not elite in girls basketball. But, Nick, conversations-wise, I don't know if it's yelling. I don't know if it's calm. But if I'm Coach Etmar, I'm getting the attention of the girls the second they walk into that locker room, and I'm not letting them leave until they understand. You got to take care of the ball. You got to play better defense because, I mean, if St. Albert made their shots, this is a 20, 25-point game. But St. Albert has not really shot the ball very well. And if you're Kemper as well, I mean, you got to find some clean looks. I mean, don't go up with the ball if you know someone's on your hip. But if you don't have anyone on your hip, don't be scared to shoot the ball. I mean, there have been times that they've had open looks and have just been scared to shoot the ball. And there's been times that they haven't had open looks. And then they're like, oh, well, maybe I'll just fire this up and somebody from the backside goes up and blocks them. But you got to be smart with the basketball. And if I'm Coach Justin Etmar, I know he's a great coach, but I'm commanding the attention of the girls in the locker room so you can get your point across and just say, hey, we have to change what we are doing right now to be able to be successful in this game.
You're listening to Girls Basketball on 93.7 KKRL. And quick shout out back home. My wife and kids are listening, and the kids got a chuckle. At one point earlier, you said 5, 6, 7, 8, and they both said, he said 6, 7, and they loved it.
Oh, God, it's just like my brothers and sisters. I tell you what, if they heard that, they'd say the same thing. So I'm glad that they picked up on it. I didn't even – it's something that you just say and you never think
Absolutely.
About for us. But
for, you know, my entire life, this is my 12th year or so now doing games total, and I've probably said 5, 6, 7, 6, 7, 8, 7, 8, 9, those kinds of phrases all the time. You never think about it, but now the kids are calling us out. So But they're listening. That's the important thing.
Yeah, at least they can text us and say, you know, we're listening. So that's the good thing here. But I think a lot of people are actually listening with this game being a little bit further away. But I tell you what, Nick, I'm glad that we have this girls game as well. But I tell you, the anxiety and the nerves and the kind of anxiousness to watch what's coming next with the boys game as well is here. And the second half kind of has that same feeling of being anxious. I want to see how this game plays out because of how good both teams have been this season.
Even if Kemper doesn't come back and win this game, they're going to get second in the conference. Last year, they were 4-6 in conference play, and that was bottom half. I don't think anyone on the Kemper team, coaches, fans, will tell you it was a disappointing year if we don't win tonight and don't win that championship. St. Albert won the conference last year. They may very well do it again here tonight. They've got a 16-point lead at half, but I guarantee you, Kemper's not going to let them do it easily.
Yeah, and I tell you what, Nick, how many? I know you're kind of, you know, a lot of things, but how many times has it been that St. Albert has won in a row? I mean, it's got to be a while because St. Albert's kind of been the top dog in the Hawkeye 10 for winning it. I mean, they've been the top dog for a minute here, but I tell you what, if they can win tonight again, you know, it's not going to be a shock to a lot of people.
I just looked. The last time they did not win the Hawkeye 10 championship was 2023. So 24, 25, and if they complete it tonight, it would be 3 years in a row with no conference losses in those 3 years.
Wow.
So not only if a Kemper win gives them the crown, it would also be St. Albert's first conference loss since 2023, and that would be pretty spectacular. For the Kemper Knights, they were led in the first half, no surprise, by Elsa Tiefenthaler with 6 points. Addie Antover and Mackenzie Yetmar each added three. And Charlotte Hackford had the other one for the Knights. St. Albert begins with the first possession of the third quarter, and they'll work inside with an easy look, but Tiefenthaler's there after the miss. The shot was a little too high, and the Knights will try to capitalize. The other way, Ava Underwood, the leading scorer for the Saints in the first half with 8. Lexi Pierce added a couple threes. She had 6. Antover drives right side of the lane, and the Knights will have a chance to strike first. They'll get a couple free throws here. A foul on Underwood.
And that's huge because, I mean, 30 seconds into the game, or the second half, you come out and you're getting free throws, and the clock's not running, so you're getting back into this game without any time leaving.
Unfortunately, the Knights have struggled from the free throw line, and they have now missed 6 today. Just 3 for 9. Antover's first was no good, and the second one is also no good. So the Knights have had their opportunities, but if it's offense, it's a struggle so far for Kemper this evening. St. Albert with a 16-point lead. They'll work it inside, and now a handoff underneath to Brooklyn Rutledge. Now they'll reset the offense around the perimeter to the left side. Eleanor Coughlin, kick out right wing, underneath finding Rutledge again. Little turnaround floater from the baseline, about 8-footer, and she gets it to go, her first basket of the day. And now Kemper throws it away into the backcourt. St. Albert steals it, and Rutledge with a chance to go back-to-back. She'll hand it off. Left wing three coming from St. Albert, and not the start Kemper wanted to see here out of the half. A three from Wise, and they've given up a pair of buckets with a turnover in between, and it's 34-13. Simons in the front court, handoff to Antover. Driving to the right wing, now underneath, inside, right side layup, too strong, rolls off the rim, no good. Antover, and a jump ball will stick with the Knights here as she fought for that offensive rebound alongside Brooklyn Rutledge for St. Albert.
And that's what you like to see. I mean, you're trailing 21 here, and some girls would kind of just say, well, it's over with, let's cut this thing off. But Addie going back and getting that turnover to be able to go back on the offensive end, that's huge for them.
Can they capitalize? They've had their opportunities, but have struggled to close the deal a lot of times. Inbound pass to Schenkelberg. She's at the left elbow. Bounce pass to Antover at the top. Back to Schenkelberg. Schenkelberg turns and finds Antover in the left wing. Dribbles to her right, now backwards. Behind the NBA line for 3. Inside, spins a couple times. Gets it inside. Blocked, takes it back. Pass to Simons. Short 3. And out of bounds. Another empty possession for the Knights with 6:09 to go in the third. Just been that kind of night.
Yeah, it's been one of those nights where Kemper, you know, offensively has not gotten it going. I think you got to give credit to that St. Albert defense because they've just been hammering them outside all night. They're not giving them a lot of three-point chances.
St. Albert in the front court. They're in the green uniforms. Again, a very Seattle Supersonic-esque throwback look to their uniforms. And now we've got a whistle and a foul on St. Albert fighting for another rebound. It's Eleanor Coughlin.
Tell you what, Nick, I'm an NBA fan myself, but I think the Sonics might have been even before my time.
I was just about to say, I think they became the Thunder right around the time you were born.
I think I was 2 or 3 because I think they had Kevin Durant, and Durant was drafted in 06, I think. So I think they had a year of Durant, and then they transferred right as Westbrook got drafted.
When I played middle school basketball in 7th grade, that was the one year I really got into the NBA. My teacher, Mrs. Hughes, was the aunt, as Olivia Schenkelberg gets a layup to go. Her nephew was Nick Collison, who played for the Sonics. So I got into the NBA that year. She was my homeroom teacher, and I got NBA 2K5, and I rooted for the Supersonics, and that was the one year that I really cared about the NBA.
I tell you what, his jersey's retired in the rafters now.
He was a big deal.
Thunder Sonics legend. He's retired in the rafters and going to be there for a while.
And I think it's his uncle is Father Collison, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's all the same Collison bloodline there.
Got a lot of royalty in the house tonight.
I know. St. Albert will inbound a ball here and knock down an elbow jumper from the left wing. Brooklyn Rutledge, as Kemper had a tip ball out of bounds there for a bit. St. Albert capitalized while we were chatting about the Sonics and when you were like 2 years old. And it'll be Kemper basketball now.
Yeah, got to catch up a little bit, but I tell you what, it's just been that kind of game where it's really slow. I mean, you look at these two teams and how good they've been all season. Neither team has really played offensively very well, I'd say. I'm not saying they played bad, but it's not like explosive, I would say.
I think I would agree. I think even St. Albert, they have a 36-15 lead, and I think that they would even be a little disappointed at some things. Antover looks left, finds Morgan mashing, but I think if she looked to her right, she had Hackford way more wide open. But it'll be tipped out by St. Albert, just a yet another example of a tipped pass out of bounds. St. Albert has their hands flying.
Yeah, and Olivia Schenkelberg actually went back to the locker room when we were talking there as well, so she's not on the bench for him.
Inside pass to Tiefenthaler. Antover's pass a little too high, and she can't hang on. It's out of bounds, 36-15. 4:52 to go in the third quarter, all St. Albert so far. Really, since they went on that 10-0 run in the first quarter, they have stayed in command. Now leading by 21. Kemper led 2-1 there for a brief moment. All St. Albert since. Pass inside to Rutledge. A little catch and shoot jumper from 3 feet out. And she's got three baskets here in the third quarter. Nothing in the first half. Six now for Rutledge as Kemper looks inside. Hackford tries to finish. Another blocked shot inside. Tries to go up with the layup, and it's swatted out by a defender. But they'll keep it underneath their own basket, trailing 38-15. Again, the winner tonight will be your Hawkeye 10 champion, and the loser will finish second. Kemper will inbound it to the left wing. Mashing's pass toward Tiefenthaler is deflected out of bounds. Maybe a lucky break, though. Actually headed over toward Mackenzie Yetmar. The pass was a little behind her, but then the Saints got a hand on it before it went out of bounds. Mashing stands in front of the Kemper bench. They're in the front court. They'll lob it to the top. Yetmar, NBA range three, and that skims the side of the rim on the way out of bounds. 4:19 left in the third quarter. Kemper will come up empty, and the Saints will take it back.
And you see the Knights now kind of resorting to that press. They've had it a couple of times throughout the game, kind of in their back pocket, but now you're really seeing when they want to pick and choose where they want to play.
Ava Underwood, bounce pass to Rutledge. She's gotten hot here in the third quarter. Missed shot, rebound to Ava Underwood, and her cleanup duty comes up with a basket, and she's the first into double figures today with 10 points for either team. Kemper in the front court with Mackenzie Yetmar. Bounce pass to the top of the key for Addie Antover. Now Hackford in the right wing. Man-to-man defense for St. Albert. Tiefenthaler at the free throw line to Antover left wing. Steps toward the free throw line. A little floater, tries to bank it in. A little too much on it. And it's rebounded by Molly Wise back right to left for the Saints. Down in the corner, Rutledge steps around, puts it up and over Tiefenthaler and gets a nice roll to fall in. Rutledge with eight here in the quarter. And it's 42-15, St. Albert. 3:25 remaining in the third. Mashing left corner. Around the arc, toward the free throw line. Kick out to Antover at the top. Three on the way, and she'll come up empty. She hit one in the first half, misses this, and it's rebounded by Rutledge, who has been all over the floor for St. Albert here in the third quarter. Corner look for Wise. Inside Underwood, steps around her defender, and Tiefenthaler will foul. That'll be Kemper's first third-quarter foul.
I tell you what, Nick, I did a St. Albert playoff volleyball game, and I almost get like broadcaster deja vu is what I call it, because you don't see the St. Albert team the entire year, and they play a different sport. And now you say those names a couple of times, they start to resonate with me. I'm like, oh, I've heard that before.
At the free throw line, it'll be Ava Underwood. And she's got her first made free throw of the night, 58% shooter. Her first attempt as well. Saints make a couple substitutions as they will bring Lexi Pierce and Lexi Darrington into the game. It's an all-Lexi substitution. Second free throw is no good. Tipped around St. Albert. They were about the third one to get there after Kemper had two girls with hands on it. St. Albert comes away with the extra possession here. Inside with Underwood. She missed the free throw. They're going to get a really old-fashioned three-point play here. Offensive rebound after a miss, and they cash in for another two. Yetmar on the right wing, pass to Antover. Handoff, mashing, left open in the wing. Steps toward the free throw area, drives inside. Layup missed off the glass, no good, and she'll be headed to the free throw line for a couple here.
Yeah, you see the boys' team's getting ready. I saw St. Albert. And I forgot that they call themselves the Falcons for boys. I've never had a school that's done that before where you switch it up. But you see the Knights sitting out there kind of getting ready, and I saw one of the Falcons kind of make their way out as well to kind of peek out and see where we were at.
Morgan Mashing comes up empty on the first free throw. I can't remember if they still do it or not, but I know Shenandoah always had a split for a while, the Mustangs and the Phillies.
They do still, because I remember, okay. I think it was Tom that did that game, and I had put his stuff together, and I was like, why is one of them the Phillies? And why? I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't guess.
Mashing hits the second after missing the first, and the Saints will take possession here. The Knights have struggled here out of halftime, just 3 points in under 6 minutes. 45-16. They've been outscored 16-3 here in the third. Corner three, and the third of the night from Lexi Pierce. We mentioned it briefly in our pregame show. Kemper will have to keep an eye on her off the bench. A sharp shooter from behind the arc, and she gets him for another one. At the other end, another tipped pass in the lane. There's been a lot of traffic down there, and St. Albert will push the other way, and they'll step out of bounds. Nope, they get shoved first. And that'll be Kemper's second foul of the third quarter with under 2 minutes left. It's Addie Antover's third.
Yeah, and with this game being the way it is right now, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Coach Yetmar tries to throw something different at him. I mean, you're down 30 points in the third quarter, so I don't know if it's attainable to get back into this game, but you may try and throw something different for the postseason, maybe a different look to see if something else works come postseason time.
Jeff Honnold with a text earlier that he was listening in tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Carol, he was over helping with our girls wrestling coverage, and I'm sure he's happy to be back. As St. Albert splashes another three, and now Lexi Pierce is just getting hot. 51-16, St. Albert is turning up the wick here. It's a 22-point third quarter for them. Knights with just three. Minute 28 to go in the third quarter. Elsa Tiefenthaler dishes out to Yetmar after almost losing the handle on it. She'll step up, passes on the three, steps in, puts a short shot off the rim, and it's rebounded by Eva Jones. Back right to left go the Saints. Eleanor Coughlin kick out to the corner left side. Three, and it's missed by Eva Jones. Simon's there for the rebound. Now the Knights will push, and they're starting to look a little gassed here. They're slowly working their way up the floor. Final minute of the third. Tiefenthaler at the top of the key. Left wing three coming near the corner, actually, and Simon's a little short off the rim. Rebound to Jones. Back the other way. Saints have it with Darrington. Spins inside. Too strong. Tried to bank one off the back. And now they'll collide for the rebound. Tiefenthaler and Darrington. It'll be Kemper basketball after the foul.
I tell you what, Nick. This game reminds me a lot of the Bishop Heelan game I called with Kemper. They couldn't get a lot going offensively, and they could not get a defensive stop. They couldn't get something to go. And, I mean, that game was 40-2 at one point when I called that one. So, I mean, Kemper's had some struggles with some of the better teams, but I think that's because Kemper struggles sometimes with handling the ball, finding open shots, making shots. And I feel like their offense comes and goes, but I think the only time it's really gone has been that Heelan game and now this game. And they just found kind of the worst days offensively when they play the best teams.
Kemper with 15 wins on the year, 4 losses, and the free throw here from Elsa Tiefenthaler after the Lexi Darrington foul at the other end. You mentioned losing to good teams. They've lost to 2 top 5 teams in 4A this year, Bishop Heelan and Carlisle. And then their other losses were to Carroll early in the year and Newman Catholic just a week or a week and a half, 2 weeks ago or so. Now St. Albert looks like they will wrap up their conference championship here today with another 10-0 mark. In the front court, St. Albert loses the handle on it. Jump ball goes Kemper's way.
Yeah, third straight 10-0 season, third straight conference title for St. Albert. That's impressive.
At the buzzer, three off the backboard. Missed by Caitlin Yetmar, and we will go to the fourth. It's all St. Albert so far in game one of our doubleheader tonight, a 22-4 third quarter for St. Albert, and they lead 51-17. We'll crown a girls basketball Hawkeye 10 champion when we wrap up the fourth quarter, which is next on KKRL.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Dirks with St. Anthony Orthopedics here in Carroll. Today I would like to talk about the Mako robot that we have here at St. Anthony's. We are very lucky to have it here. There's approximately only 5 to 10 in the entire state. The Mako robot is groundbreaking technology. It allows us to tackle more complex hip and knee replacements here at St. Anthony's. Here at St. Anthony's, we have a dedicated joint replacement program with nursing staff, physical therapy, and nursing coordinators to help guide you along the way. If you have any questions regarding hip, knee, and shoulder pain, please contact us at St. Anthony Orthopedics.
Always look to the cross, always St. Anthony.
From footings to framing to finish,
For farm, home, or commercial, Wall Lake Lumber Company has been proud to help our communities grow. With four convenient locations and one of the largest building material inventories in the area, we are sure to be able to fill all your building needs. From project design and estimating to friendly advice, we can't wait to be part of the process for you. Wall Lake Lumber, with locations in Wall Lake, Lakeview, Otable, and Carroll. We're not your grandpa's lumber yard.
Fourth quarter underway, and a bucket for St. Albert early on could turn on the continuous clock. Kemper will swat a pass out of bounds as it's a 34-point game. Big third quarter for St. Albert. They scored 22, gave up just four. Kemper has, there's no way to sugarcoat it. They have struggled immensely tonight. Here's a little catch-and-shoot shot from the inbound pass just in front of the free throw line, missed by Rutledge. And now Kemper will try to strike first here in the final quarter. It's a pass to Charlotte Hackford, hits her on the front of the shoe, and takes an awkward hop out of bounds for a turnover.
I'll tell you what, Nick, I mean, I don't know if the scores table knows that it's 34, but the clock is still running. So we'll see if maybe they catch that or if it's just, you know, kind of a, we're just going to let it go.
Unless it was 51-16 when Elsa hit one free throw. I can't remember if they scored after the free throw or not. It may have been 36 for a brief moment as Elsa drives inside after St. Albert did nothing with their possession. And it will be lost out of bounds on the way up. She was hoping for contact and didn't come. Missed the shot, though. 6:41 to go. Game one of our doubleheader tonight. Boys game later tonight. Should be a fun one. Number 7 and 1A, number 1 and 2A, Kemper and St. Albert. The Falcons and the Knights are preparing to come out here when this one's wrapped up. Inside Rutledge, bank shot missed, rebound, swatted around. I think four of the five Saints touched it as it pinballed around the floor through legs. Rutledge in the right wing, lob to the left side. Underwood, no made threes this year. She'll remain over, misses it. Kemper the rebound there with Caitlin Yetmar. 6 minutes to go, and now Kemper struggling tonight. They've got Yetmar at the top looking for Tiefenthaler. Nobody open. And now Simons will take off down the left side of the lane. In front of the elbow. Pass to Elsa off her knee. Right back to Simons. She picks it up. Finds Hackford. Corner. Top. Yetmar drives toward the free throw line. 3 seconds on the shot clock. And now she comes up awkwardly hopping on her ankle a little bit as they will turn it away. So 5:25 to go, and I have to assume it was 51-16 before the free throw, because you're right. Clock is still rolling. So I guess Kemper scored the last bucket of the third quarter to get it back under 35.
I tell you what, though, Nick, I mean, for Kemper tonight, 17 points in a conference title game. I mean, if you're Coach Yetmar, that's probably the point you hit on. I mean, defensively, 51 points, what do they average? Something in the 50s, maybe 60s?
Right around 60, 61.
So you're not too unhappy with that. You're giving up their average so far. But you look at 17, I mean, you guys average 40, 50 points a game as they put another one in. You got to score more than 17.
Sophia Denton, a junior. She's on the floor and lays it in for her first basket of the day. But St. Albert's defense has certainly wreaked havoc. It's not like Kemper has just been out of sorts offensively against a bad defense. It has been created by some really, really good defense. But Tiefenthaler will get a couple free throws here. And she's been looking at her hand a lot tonight. I don't know if at some point tonight she kind of dinged up that left hand, but almost every time the whistle blows, I see her looking and stretching and just staring at her hand. And she misses the free throw. So she has struggled at the free throw line tonight. She's just 3 of 7. Maybe that's part of it.
And I just saw it right there. She kind of looked over at Coach Yetmar and started stretching it again.
She misses another. And if you're Kemper, you're just hoping that a really tough night tonight doesn't take away from such a great season, with this being your regular season finale. You hope this is not a bad enough taste in your mouth where it kind of screws you up going into the playoffs. St. Albert inside with Underwood, misses a shot. Tiefenthaler's there, picks up the rebound. Dribbles up the floor, runs into a triple team, and now the ball's ripped free, and Elsa's leaving it all on the floor tonight. She'll probably feel it in the morning. At the other end, Brooklyn Rutledge cashes in with her fifth basket of the second half. And it's 55-17, under 4 minutes to go. Tiefenthaler lobs it into the lane, was looking for Schenkelberg, and it's stolen by Underwood. Back the other way. Ava Underwood finishes with the layup. And she's up to 15 tonight to lead the Saints. Pierce with 12, Rutledge with 10. And now Coach Yetmar will call a timeout just to get some subs in. Five in, five out, and the five on the floor, I think, are ready for a breather. They all looked gassed as the Saints have continued to pull away here in the fourth quarter.
And also immediately going over to their assistant coach and kind of pointing at her hand and showing her it. I mean, something's got to be up with the hand because she's been kind of favoring that left hand and not really going that way the entire night.
So she'll get that looked at as Kemper will be on the floor with Addie Antover. And there's another blocked shot on a short one in the lane. St. Albert takes it away. And they've got some fresh bodies on the floor. Jocelyn Boswell, a sophomore, she's out there for the first time. Kemper has a few new bodies out there. A sophomore, Marissa Antover, a three right wing splashed by Pierce. That's her fifth three of the night. She came in averaging about three a game with those 56 on the year, and she has more than added to that tonight. All of her points behind the arc. Kemper with a three right wing. Missed by Lily Peterson. The sophomore's out there checking in here in the fourth quarter. 2:39 to go. St. Albert leading 60-17. Left wing three. And Pierce knocks down another one. She's got six. And now I think she'll come out. Nope, they're going to leave her out there. They're going to bring somebody else out. But Della Considine, a senior, she'll check in for the first time tonight for St. Albert.
Tell you what, 6 threes is impressive, especially with the way she's shooting and the way that this court looks. She's shooting from pretty deep, too, and 6-3 is very impressive tonight.
The way St. Albert has played this year, she'll probably get a chance to shoot a few more here in a few weeks if they can get through their bracket. And again, if the top seeds win, it would be a regional final with Coon Rapids Baird for St. Albert, as I think you looked.
Yeah, you'll have a Coon Rapids Baird team. And the funny thing is Coon Rapids Baird played Kemper to open up the year, and they lost to this Kemper team that now is losing to St. Albert. So, I mean, if you're going just off of that right there, it's going to be a tough for Coon, but they're a better team since then.
63-17, and I know Coon Rapids Baird has run into situations several of the last few years, whether it's volleyball or basketball, where they're a really good team. Just can't quite get over that regional final hump. They always run into a team like Newell Fondo, or maybe in this case a St. Albert, and they can't get over the hump to the state tournament because they always run into a buzzsaw right before they would get there.
Yeah, I was going to wait, and when you said that they've run into a situation, I was like, the situation they ran into the last 2 years was Newell Fondo, and for volleyball this year they ran into the state champion St. Ansgar up at Algona, and I tell you what, they've run into probably the best teams in the state almost every time.
St. Albert with a couple close looks, a couple misses, and now subs in for the Knights. More fresh bodies. Georgia Prescott, a freshman. Ellie Antover back in. Cassie Lorman. A lot of these girls have played in only, 5 to 10 games this year, getting some game time. This one well out of hand, so it's fun for these girls to say, you know what, I played down at the Casey Center when you wouldn't normally get this opportunity unless you are in the state tournament and you're down big or up big late. So they're getting to do it here in a regular season game that certainly not meaningless with all of the implications they could have had tonight with a win, but St. Albert will handle Kemper, and we're just waiting to see what the final score will be. 63-17. Saints will beat their season average of 60.7. Looking to add to it here, a three from the right corner, no good. Georgia Prescott has the rebound and the handoff to Millie Antover. We'll see if some of these, one of these Kemper girls with no points this year can get a bucket, but it's going to be stolen by the Saints. And we've got a foul and free throws coming. Cassie Lorman with the foul. So the Saints will head to the free throw line. Ellie Larmy is a freshman. A chance to tack on a couple more here with 17 seconds left. So a great opportunity to play on this floor tonight. knowing what the final score will be, I think if you're Kemper, you might think, at least on the girls' side of things, man, it might have been kind of fun to play that in front of a home crowd atmosphere. But
yeah, I mean, you look at it here. There's not a lot of fans, but there's more than I anticipated with it being kind of a Tuesday night. But I tell you what, if this was a Saturday, Nick, I think that there'd be a whole lot more fans.
A three for Kemper, missed by Lily Peterson, and the final few seconds will tick away, and the Saints won't even have to inbound it. Final score, 64-17, St. Albert. They are your Hawkeye 10 champions for the third straight year in girls basketball with another unbeaten season. They move to 18-3, 10-0 in conference play, and the Knights fall to 15-5 and 9-1 in the Hawkeye 10. The Knights have a three-game winning streak snapped, and after just their third loss of the year on Saturday, St. Albert is back in the win column to win the conference. Mackey Motors post-game show is on the way after a scoreless fourth quarter for the Knights. They fall 64-17, and we've also got boys basketball on the way. Stay tuned. More from the Casey Center in Des Moines next on 93.7 KKRL, and when we return, we will also name our Culver's Player of the Game.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at culvers.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Since 1925, Eco Water Systems has been proud to provide the Carroll area with the level of quality and service their customers deserve. Now, Dries Company could not be more excited to continue that tradition. That's right, Eco Water Systems is now Dries Company Eco Water Systems, combining two names you know and trust to provide you with the absolute best in your water needs. Dries Company Eco Water Systems. Call us today, 712-792-3434, or stop in and see us at 609 North Carroll Street. Let's solve your water issues together.
Thank you for calling Brinks Exteriors. This is Allie.
Hi. We recently had a tree fall in our house, and I'd like to get an estimate for our roof damage.
Sure. We offer free on-site consultations for all our services.
Great. While I have you, could you refer me to someone who can replace a drafty window?
Brinks does windows, too, with high-quality Energy Star products.
What if we'd like to replace our siding?
Brinks has you covered.
Gutters? Doors?
Our name says it all. Brinks Exteriors is your headquarters for all things exterior, from start to finish.
Call 712-ROOF-PRO or visit BrinksExteriors.com.
Hi, this is Michelle from Midwest Wholesale. Your kitchen is the heart of your home, and Birch cabinets are designed to make it unforgettable. At Midwest Wholesale, we offer a stunning range of finishes, wood selections, and accessories to craft a space that's uniquely yours. With decades of experience in thousands of kitchens, bathrooms, and mudrooms designed, we're the experts you can trust to bring your vision to life. Kitchens Plus by Birch and Midwest Wholesale. How you want it, when you want it, where you want it, we deliver. Call or visit Midwest Wholesale today.
When it comes to sports injuries and pain, call the specialist at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning. Dr. Suppy and Dr. Janning work closely with area athletes and teams in providing effective treatment and rehabilitation of sports-related injuries. For optimal sports performance, call Dr. Mike Suppy and Dr. Jack Janning at Suppy Chiropractic Clinic, 792-6026, or stop by their clinic at 1420 Highway 71 North in Carroll. Proud sponsors of all area teams.
This is Wes Nordquist from Avila Bank. At Avila Bank, we know that success in agriculture doesn't happen overnight. It's planted, nurtured, and harvested with planning, care, and patience. Whether you're expanding your operation, upgrading your equipment, or planning for the next generation, we're here to support you with the right tools, the right financing, and a partner who understands rural life. Because your farm is more than a business. It's a way of life. Come visit us today and let's talk about how we can help your farm grow stronger, smarter, and more secure. Avila Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 1081066.
Welcome to our Mackey Motors postgame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Alongside Mason Nealand, I am Nick Brinks. We return to the Gatorade broadcast booth from the Casey's Center in Des Moines. No longer Wells Fargo Arena. Casey's has taken over, and today St. Albert took over early and often, and they cruise to a third straight Hawkeye 10 girls basketball championship with a 64-17 win over the Kemper Knights. It was 18-5 after one. They set the tone early. It was 29-13 after quarter number two, 51-17 after three, and the Knights did not score again. St. Albert tacked on 13 more in the final quarter. It felt like the only time tonight where the window for Kemper got left open for a little bit was when St. Albert got cold in the second quarter and Kemper hit a couple, I think they hit a three and a two fairly quickly early in the quarter, and they got it down back close to 10, and outside of that, St. Albert just kind of rolled the rest of the night.
Yeah, Nick, I don't know. There had been some bad Kemper losses, but that one was just not very clean, I would say. I think they had a chance there for a minute, but that was just one that was not very clean and not really easily attainable for the Knights.
Tough night for Kemper, and it's not like this happened against an average team or a bad team or anything. We knew coming in St. Albert was going to be really good, and even though it is 1A versus 3A, you would have to assume St. Albert, having won the last seven matchups against Kemper, will likely, if things go their way, they should be able to handle the Knights. But again, Kemper was trying to get that first conference crown in a long time, and unfortunately they did not get it to happen. Dominant win for St. Albert. It's the Mackey Motors postgame show. Let's name our Culver's player of the game. And it's sometimes tough to name players of the game on nights like this when it's a 47-point loss, but a 7-point leading scorer performance for Kemper's Elsa Tiefenthaler. It's probably not a player of the game award that she'll think super highly of. You know, it's not a 20-point, 7-rebound performance with a win, but Elsa Tiefenthaler, nonetheless, she gave it her all. She was all over the floor, looked like she was maybe dealing with a hand injury of some kind, and she played till the end. But Elsa Tiefenthaler, Culver's player of the game.
Yeah, that's Nick, you explained it perfectly well. These are the nights that it makes it really hard to do this type of deal.
Final score, 64-17. St. Albert gets the win. They go 10-0 in the conference, and they are your Hawkeye 10 champions. Kemper falls, and they are now 15-5. They turn their attention to the playoffs. They'll open up at home against Red Oak on KCIM on Saturday for 3A Region 2. St. Albert, they're off until next Tuesday in 1A Region 3. Culver's player of the game is Elsa Tiefenthaler, and the Knights fall 64-17. We've got the boys' game next, and that'll feature 17-4 St. Albert, 17-3 Kemper. That'll wrap up our girls' basketball coverage tonight with the CB Sports Network. I'm Nick Brinks. Stay tuned. We've got that boys' game next, and you're listening to 93.7 KKRL. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. It's halftime here of the Kemper and St. Albert boys game. At the half, it is 47-31. The Knights have a 16-point lead after a couple quarters of play here live at the Casey Center, as the Kemper Color Guard is our halftime entertainment here tonight. No alternate halftime shows going on for people to watch. We've just got one here tonight. It's the Color Guard finishing up their routine here, and we're chatting with Caitlin Yetmar of the Kemper girls after a tough loss earlier tonight to St. Albert, 64-17. You guys came in knowing you had a tough matchup ahead of you.
Yeah.
But you probably thought, well, maybe we'd play a little bit better than that, but it just seemed like their defense was such a menace out there. I don't think you guys could find an open pass because their arms were everywhere and they just clogged up all the lanes. What were you seeing out there as you were watching that one?
Yeah, kind of what you said, especially like with Elsa. It helps when she gets those lanes to dish it out to either our bigs or even our shooters out there. But she was having a tough time getting down there too. So when we kind of get out of that flow, it's kind of hard to figure something else out. And they're just all around good. I think we just weren't really, prepared for this game.
Playing here has to be a really cool experience for you guys. Would have been interesting to see what a home crowd, though.
Yeah.
What that might have done. Not like that would have made a a 40-point difference or anything like that, but it would have been interesting. But talk about the experience being down here, and obviously you guys are hoping to get here, you know, next month, but talk about your senior year getting to play here at the Casey Center.
Yeah, so especially with my dad being our coach, especially as seniors, we've always talked about coming down here, and when we were younger, he'd always bring us up here and watch the girls play. So kind of just being down here and finally being on the court instead of watching it was pretty cool, especially with my seniors. I mean, we've been playing with each other for so long. We're all best of friends. So just being able to do that with each other was super, super cool.
You're still 15-5. This one might leave a kind of a sour taste in your mouth to wrap up the regular season, but you guys will put that behind you. You get the postseason to begin on Saturday. It's been such a good season for you guys. You go from 4-6 in the conference last year to 9-1. You finished second in the conference, and although, like we said, tonight didn't go like you hoped, it's been a fantastic season. Talk about that.
I mean, I think us seniors going into this especially, we just want it so bad. We want to end up back here in a couple of weeks, and I think we just know what we're capable of. And I think even last year we lost a couple games within less than 10, so kind of being able to get on the other side of those games and being the team that actually wins those close games. And I think just being confident. We put in a lot of work over the summer, and we kind of saw what we can do. So I really just think that we came into this super confident, and chemistry with our team also really helped. We get along perfectly fine, so I think that kind of helps play into that too.
Well, that's cool that you guys all got the experience to play down here. You'll begin your playoff run on Saturday. We'll have it on KCIM. You'll host Red Oak. And like we said, hopefully we'll see you guys back here in a few weeks.
Yes, hopefully.
That is Caitlin Yetmar of the Kemper Girls joining us here at halftime on our Mackey Motors Halftime Show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Again, if you're just joining us, Kemper boys lead right now 47-31 over St. Albert. And now we'll chat with Justin Yetmar of the Kemper Girls. Tough loss for you guys tonight, 64-17. You knew St. Albert was going to be tough. Getting to play here on this court had to be a fun experience for you guys. But it's probably not the most fun bus ride you guys will ever have going back to Carroll. What were your overall takeaways from the experience of getting the girls to play down here and hoping that it went a little better?
Yeah, it's especially for these five seniors, they deserve this. They put a lot of time, effort, energy into the program, and yeah, it did not go the way we wanted. By any stretch, we got beat, but for them to be here, experience it, feel it, see it, it's good. And for us, we talked in the locker room, and for us, we're flushing this. It's happened to us up in Helan, right? And then we went on and won like 8 in a row. So I'm not worried about my group. They're resilient. They're tough. We need to get healthy. We're banged up. We're sick. We're all the things that we just can't kick. So, I'm always proud of this group. If you would have told me we were 15-4, 9-0 coming into this game at the beginning of the year, I would have took it. So we're going to be fine.
St. Albert wins the conference, but you guys go from 6th or 7th last year all the way up to number 2 this year. A big climb for you guys from just a season ago.
Yeah, and it just shows that these five seniors played a huge role in that. We got three really good juniors, and then we have some underclassmen that are really stepping up and take their role serious. So, like I say, super proud of this group. Did not go the way we wanted. You kind of just tip your hat, and then you move on to the next. There's nothing you can do. This group's resilient. They've shown it all year. We'll be ready to go Saturday.
You get Red Oak at home. You played them once. How did I don't remember how that one turned out, but how did it shake out, and how are you guys looking going into Saturday?
Yeah, we, like I say, getting healthy, getting some practice, getting some shots up, finding our group, finding our mojo again. We'll be fine. We just got it one night. It clicks, and then it just momentum. It's a heck of a thing in this sport. So, like I say, we're going to be ready to go.
Well, best of luck on Saturday. We'll have the game on KCIM. Coach Yetmar, appreciate your time.
Thanks, Nick.
It's the Mackey Motors Halftime Show here on 93.7 KKRL as we get ready to get the boys' second half underway. Your score right now, 47-31 Knights. Again, thanks to Coach Justin Yetmar and Caitlin Yetmar for joining us here on our halftime show. Thanks to Mackey Motors. We come to you from the Gatorade broadcast booth at the Casey Center.